Okay, so, what a very full day, yes? Full and resonant day. Did you feel those things that you were thinking and feeling about and wanting answers for to come in and give yourself that, yes, I knew that, yeah. Good. So let's end the evening in that place of gratitude for all that we have and all that we are, for this human experience. So just take a moment to breathe into that expanded state of awareness of who you are. So much more than these physical containers. So much more than the limited thinking processes. Coming from the all that is to the one place of I am. I am divine. I am magnificent. I am sacred. I am here in this energy, this day, to receive the love and the experience of family. The experience of being held in the arms of spirit, being supported by the love and the light of the divine, being cared for by those who create this day for us and those who help us be here. And how blessed we are to be able to sit in the chair and receive the unconditional, beautiful, divine acceptance and honoring from our friend, our angel, our guide, Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I pause a moment. My partner steps away fully. The process of channeling is one that should be practiced by the individual who is doing it to allow for the highest clarity so that the message will not be filtered, biased, changed. I've told my partner not to read other channeling, not to participate in other metaphysical books, so that there are no ideas implanted there that would fester, perhaps, influence, perhaps, filter, perhaps, the integrity of God. All of this, so that what gets to you is as good as it can be. Tonight, I want it to be as good as it can be. The last few channelings from around the world have been filled with information. The way things work, the way things are going, advice, acknowledgement of those in front of me. This particular channeling tonight will be shorter than most, but hopefully for you it might be the most profound you've heard. I want to give you a love story. I want to give you a love story that'll change your life forever. It goes far beyond any information we are going to give you that might wow you in its profundity, in its change, in its prophecy. I want to tell you who God is. To some, this may seem to be a review. It isn't. It's an enhancement of our relationship, human being. First, I am Kryon. This is the name for you in these years. I have had many names, all of them angelic, on many planets. I have never been in human form. I am in awe of the process. The compassion of God shows through me in the emotion of the body of my partner. I bring you information and truth. In that, I bring you tonight the truth of love for you. You are not unknown to us, to me. And through the eons that this has been part of the system, I have done this, and done this, and done this. And when a civilization passes that marker, which it cannot return to, the love of God starts to be increased and far more noticeable. We told you years ago, it has become a slogan that you are never alone. We have tried to enforce it and re-enhance it. We've repeated it. We've given you metaphors of it. We've told you to challenge that statement. Go into the closet. Shut the door. We're still there. We've had to do this because the singularity of your bias as a human being craves that which you do not feel. Company. Partnership. The embrace of someone who would love you and care for you. Perhaps a mother, father feeling. And we've had to do this because in the old energy, what kept you from feeling us was old energy. And now you begin to shift. Light worker, the biggest issue and challenge that you have is lack of self-worth. We've given you channels of it, the whys of it, the reasons for it, how bizarre it may seem that the oldest of souls on the planet are feeling unworthy. And that's about to shift. I'll give you proof. I want you to look at the children and tell me if they feel unworthy. In fact, one of the attributes of the children recently is that some say they are too worthy. They feel headstrong because they have awakened knowing they're not alone. Did you figure that out? The love that we have for you is beginning to change the template of humanity. And what I want to tell you, old soul, is that you're going to be here for a long time and you don't have to have rebirth in order to feel what the kids are feeling. If you're willing, if you understand, if you put out your hand metaphorically, we can change your template. And the worthiness that you have been lacking due to the Akashic record of thousands of lifetimes in an old energy will begin to change. As the self-worth changes in a human being, goes health. Did you know it was related? The better you feel about yourself and your place on the planet and in the galaxy, The taller you stand and the longer you're going to live. Because the cells in your body know it. And they listen to that which is the consciousness of you saying, I deserve to be here. I am what I didn't used to be. Confident spiritually in my place here. Looking forward to the light that is new here. Battling the old energy and winning here. That is a love affair I have with you. Spirit has with you the gift of the century. It took a long time for life to start on the planet. The love that we have was manifest literally in the physics of creation. Evolution was controlled so completely and so put off to the last moment to allow humans to grow and be the only planet of free choice at this time in the galaxy. Loved beyond measure, with souls collected from all over to start a test that was beautiful. That is love. Last night we told you of the system of reincarnation that is starting to shift and change. The actual attributes of the human soul are evolving. The human soul. I didn't say the soul. What is changing is the human part of the soul. That is, your relationship as a human to spirit is changing. It is beginning to evolve and morph into something which is complex, and we have seen it over and over. And this morphing and this complexity is going to bring you into a sweeter place where you know who you are because God loves you enough to start putting these things into the family in a way that you've never seen before. You're going to feel this, and you're going to know we're here. There'll come a time when I never have to say, you're never alone, because you know it. And you go into that closet and you'll call our name because you know it. And there'll be no such thing as unworthiness of an old soul because you'll know it. This is human evolution. And the old soul is at the forefront of this. We're actually changing the system of how you operate in an esoteric way. The profundity of the Akash is starting to change. You're getting connected to things which you would never be connected to in a survival energy. Dear ones, when you're running from the Bengal tiger, we're not going to tell you the intricacies of your Akash. Does this make sense to you? There has to be a graduation, and there has been, of consciousness to a sweet place where you're beginning to ask, who am I? What do I need to know? What's next? What should I do? And the answers are going to come because you're not alone. Because you're not alone. The karmic system of the planet was only for low consciousness. Imagine a consciousness so low that when you came into the planet, you had to have an attachment of energy to push you to unfinished business. You couldn't even feel it through the Akash. There was a wall. You called it a veil. It wasn't a veil. It was a wall. Now it's a veil, and a thin one, if you want it to be. This is a love story of the creative source and the human being. You're going to wake up and discover your spiritual parents have always been with you in the form of the creative source. There'll be those who say, I want to be loved, adored, held, and you will be. Literally carried in the hands of God from one place to another as you live your life, with the angels whispering in your ear that you're loved. And so you won't worry. And you'll know there is a bigger purpose for the things that you see on the news, and you won't worry. Perhaps you can take action in consciousness, but you won't worry. There's a difference. Perhaps you'll take action in compassion when you see those who are suffering in another part of the world, and you'll know it's making a difference. That's an old soul who's not worried, but acting. Acting on it. Compassionate action changes this planet. Your reaction to the things around you, old soul, will no longer be fear. You won't see things that will push you backwards. Your whole consciousness will be to see things and have compassionate action. And the biggest decisions you'll have is what kind of compassionate action to have. There are no problems. Every time you look at these things, you will count the solutions, because that is a wise old soul. Dear human being, I'll say it again, there isn't anything you haven't seen. There isn't anything. Thousands of lifetimes as a human being, I'll say it again, you've had everything happen. From the worst things you can imagine to the best. And every single one of them is there for you in your Akash as a well of wisdom, knowledge, and experience to draw upon no matter what happens from here on in your life. And that creates a balanced human being who feels the love of God every moment of the day. That's the love story. And all I'm going to say to you at this point is, are you ready for it? Will you allow it? Because there is an old energy bastion of thought that will create a bubble around you that says, if I haven't seen it, it doesn't exist. And I invite you to change that idea. Get ready for things you don't know about or don't believe in. Don't restrict the love that is going to come into your life by the greatest source of love there is. Don't restrict it by what you don't think can happen. Somebody's come for a healing today. Did you hear that? Because you can walk out of this place and you can shake your head and say, well, I didn't feel anything. I don't know that that was right. What else can I try? And you missed the point. As the angels circle you, asking, are you ready for what you came for? The time for you to surrender is now. And you're not surrendering to God. You're surrendering to old energy thought in you that would keep you from magnificence. That's the best love story I can ever give you. That's it. It doesn't really get any better than that. And that's why you're here, old soul. And that's what can happen. That is the evolution of the new human being. I am crying in love with you for good reason. And so it is.